643, 1320 WILS. Apple today unveiling HomePod. It's that kind of a unit that works a lot like Amazon's Alexa or Echo. Echo on Alexa. Michael Garfield with us. He's the high-tech Texan, and he reviews and understands these gadgets like nobody else. Michael Garfield on WILS. Michael, great to have you here.
Good afternoon, Michael. Great to be here.
Yeah, what's the HomePod? Why is Apple always, seems like they're coming up, you know, coming out after these other companies. Why are they behind it in front, instead of in front of it?
It's a great question, and I'll tell you, that really happened, that entire cycle, right after Steve Jobs passed away. When Steve Jobs was around and running Apple, he was an innovator, he was a creator, he was leading the industry. You know, it seems for the past 5 or 6 years, Apple still produces great products, sexy products, easy-to-use products, but they're literally about a step or two behind other big manufacturers. Samsung, when it comes to cell phones, and now, yes, the HomePod was announced today, but it really is. It's in the same category that Amazon Echo already owns, and Google has something called Google Home, and even Microsoft. And so it's just the way it is. It's the lack of leadership.
Now, the Amazon Alexa's on the Echo, right? That's the voice?
Correct. And Alexa is the operating system. The word Alexa wakes it up. It's like the Siri. It's the operating system. But the actual physical product from Amazon is called the Amazon Echo and the Amazon Echo Dot.
I see. Now, what do we know about Apple's HomePod? How's that going to work?
From what I've been reading, and it was just announced today at the Apple Developer Conference, it's very similar to the Amazon Echo or the Google Home. It's about a 4 or 5 inch speaker that will sit anywhere in your home or your office where you put it, and it will listen to you. And it's when you say the words, "Hey Siri," it'll wake up and it'll take your commands. But it's a speaker. It seems to be a very powerful speaker with 7 tweeters and a nice big 4-inch woofer inside. And so with you, it does connect to your iTunes, and which is about 40 million songs if you actually use Apple Music, too.
Yeah.
So you can tell it to play almost any, it'll play almost any song you want to play, and allegedly the sound's going to sound great. For $350 is the price.
Michael Garfield is the high-tech Texan. What do you think of these gadgets? Is this something we need to run out and get for ourselves?
I don't think you need to run out and get it, but I will tell you, since Amazon Echo really has taken over the industry the past few years, you're seeing more and more products in your home being utilized by these voice-activated controllers. For example, your lights, your thermostat, obviously the music control, voice activation. I've been playing with the Amazon Echo Dot for about a year, and actually it's quite useful, I must say, even though it took me a few months to get used to it.
Go ahead.
Well, what I do is I connect my Amazon Echo to some of my lighting systems. And so instead of fumbling around in the dark when I get home at night, all I need to do is just say, you know, Alexa.
That's tricky. That's a landline, too. That's the 5017 number, right? We have them on? Yeah. You see if you can get them on very quick. Do we have the, you know, see, let's give it one shot. I just had one or two more questions. Ring them up quickly, and then let's see, let's get Peter on, too, because I want to get Peter on shortly after that. But what can I say? That is a landline we were on. We've been talking with Michael Garfield. He's known as the high-tech Texan. He reviews and studies these gadgets. That's what he does for a career. And the what we're talking about is this HomePod. It was just unveiled today by Apple. And I have not tried these myself. I don't own an Echo or any of these types of gadgets. So, Michael, you were saying that you use this to deal with your lights. Do you actually sit there and ask it questions, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you could order dinner. And the thing is, Michael, here's the end of the line. Here's the game plan. Amazon wants you to use these things because you can order anything you want. And guess what? Whether it's groceries, whether it's electronics or clothes, guess where they're going to order from? They're going to order from the Amazon store so they can deliver it to you. What it is, these little devices, they're Trojan horses. If they can get in your home, they're going to be able to utilize this for many, many purchases down the line. So it's actually a smart long-term play.
This HomePod unveiled by Apple today, your prediction is this going to be a big hit? Just like that. I have no idea. I don't know how cell phones, they do that, but this is a full-on landline. Hey, Michael, are you there?
I'm here, brother. You still there?
Yep. You just kind of disappeared on us. What? Yeah. Is this going to be a hit for Apple?
I don't think it's going to be as big a hit as they want to because it wasn't first to market. Like the iPad was the first, you know, tablet to market in real terms. That's why it was so great for Apple. And then other manufacturers, you know, came down the line. I don't think this is going to be as big because there's Amazon is already out there for a very low price. You can get those for $50. And Google Home is out there too. So it'll be a hit. I think it's great publicity for the entire industry. I just don't think it's going to be a big, big, big winner for Apple.
One last thing. I saw a study. They asked 5,000 questions of the Google Assistant and the Amazon Echo. Google Assistant, 68% correct. The Alexa on Amazon Echo, 20% correct. Siri, Apple Siri, 21% correct. What do you make of these numbers that Google is so much better at answering questions?
Well, Google, to me, Google is probably the top company out there. They give everything away. Well, they give their software away for free. It's used all over the world. The Google operating system is the bigger operating system for mobile, much bigger than Apple's operating system. So they've had more research and development. Thing is, though, it's only 68%. Seriously. It's an infant category. At some point, it's going to be closer to 100%, but that's why it's in its infancy stages right now. I always say, don't get version one of everything. Wait to version two or version three. And so, what Apple's coming out, they're still in version one, where the other companies are way ahead of Apple.
Yeah. So you're at home right now. If you just say the word Alexa, does it wake your machine up? And it's like,
I do it. Actually, when I said, hey, Alexa, just to you, just a little while ago, it just said, yes, what is your command? And so it does listen very well. So you got to be careful of what you talk into the machine.
Michael Garfield, find him at High Tech Texan, hightechtexan.com. Michael Garfield on WILS. Thank you, Michael.
You got it. Thank you, Michael.